Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 21, verse 17. A third time, Jesus asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep." We cannot be sure why Jesus asked Peter three times whether he loved him. Many people have suggested that it mirrored Peter's three denials before Jesus' crucifixion. It suggested that this was Jesus' way of helping Peter to find cleansing from that time of abject failure. There's great encouragement for all of us in the fact that Jesus was willing to forgive someone who'd let him down so comprehensively. Peter had a hugely significant ministry ahead of him, but he couldn't begin until he knew that he'd been released from the burden of his failure. Every time Peter affirmed his love, Jesus told him that he was giving him a job. Peter was instructed to take care of Jesus' sheep and feed them. Whenever someone follows Jesus, they're also given responsibilities to serve others. The idea of Christian faith being a private matter that simply gives a person a nice, warm relationship with God and a secure future for all eternity is foreign to the New Testament's teaching. Every follower of Christ becomes a part of the body of Christ and has the responsibility to support and care for the other members. We will all do that differently according to our gifts, abilities, and opportunities, but none of us can dodge the privileged responsibility of supporting our Christian brothers and sisters. Peter is then warned how tough it will be to be a follower of Jesus. He's told that his obedience to Christ will lead to his death. Having informed him of this, Jesus challenges him, "Follow me." In this gospel, we learn that following Jesus is the path to life in all its fullness, but he never disguised the cost of following him. He promised his followers that they'd be hated by the world and rejected. And it is this same risen Lord Jesus Christ who comes to us today and says, "Follow me." So let me ask you a question. In what ways does this story of Jesus commissioning Peter encourage and challenge you? And now let me pray with you. Loving Lord, help us as we seek to follow you and to serve you faithfully wherever you call us to go. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.